There's always going to be a debate between whether to have an in-office dispensary or an online dispensary. And on this episode, we're going to break it down for you. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no-nonsense, no-BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hey, everyone. Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. Today's episode is going to be a great one, and it is something that I should have done way sooner than what I did, but we're here now, and I've brought on a representative from FullScript, which is an online dispensary option, and we're going to have a very healthy debate between whether you need an in-office dispensary or choosing an online dispensary, and of course a hybrid option where you can do both. So definitely stay tuned for the full episode, which is coming up next. But first, I wanted to remind you that the Next Level program is opening up its doors. This will be the third time that I have launched this program. We've already had 20 graduates from the beta levels already, and they are just accomplishing phenomenal things. I cannot say more amazing things about these people. They are creating Facebook ads. They are creating videos that are actually booking patients in within the first week of putting it out there, and it's only costing them pennies a view. They are setting up webinars for the first time. They are killing it at their presentations and actually getting people to book into their offices. If all of these things sound like something that could improve your revenues, could improve your engagement with your business, could take you to the next level, then I encourage you to reach out to me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND, and we can talk about what that could look like for you. And the best part about the program, what I love the most, is that we are doing accountability every single week. And the last group, the group that's just finishing up right now, they have almost all eight of them have been showing up every single week and getting those questions answered. They're maintaining momentum. They're getting shit done. And I absolutely love it. And it's what drives me and what's been driving this podcast is to find ways to help and support you. And I think as entrepreneurs, and something that I'm learning, and that's why I engage with so many coaches and coaching programs, and I have an accountability coach that's been with me for over 2 years now, is because I know I cannot do this alone. And while you can read all of the books and you can listen to all of the podcasts, if you are not implementing what you're learning, then you're kind of wasting your time. You're collecting all of this shelf help, let me say, and you're not executing. So you can read a book, but if you don't actually do what it says, you're not going to get the benefit from it. You can listen to all of the amazing podcasts and be inspired every single day, but if you're not taking that inspiration and turning it into action, it's not going to make a difference to your business. So if you are curious about what life is like in the Next Level program, just reach out to me at AndreaMaximND, and I will happily answer all of your questions or get on a call with you and make sure that you are the right fit, because it is the Next Level program for a reason. It is not a entry level area, although we've definitely had some people that just right out of the gates wanted to learn all of the Next Level processes, and they're using that to grow their business significantly faster. But I do want to make sure that you are the right fit, because I've attracted people into this program that collaborate together. They are not afraid to take action. They are 100% coachable. And that is kind of like the most important things for this particular program, as it's all group coaching and I'm giving you as much of me as I possibly can. So that is launching very, very soon. And then the other big thing, just as a reminder, if you haven't listened to the past couple of episodes, I have a brand new freebie that you can get at maximizebusiness.ca/businessroadmap. It is also in the bio on Instagram. And basically, it is a collection of my all-time favorite podcast episodes, but organized into sections. So you could literally listen to all of those shows and basically get everything you need to when it comes to mindset, when it comes to getting started, when it comes to establishing systems, when it comes to the tech side of things, when it comes to actually running a successful business. It is all there. So maximizebusiness.ca/business roadmap. But why don't we jump into the live interview that I had with Deborah right now? Hello, Deborah. Thank you so much for coming on to the Profitable Practice podcast today. How are you doing?
Hey, Andrea. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast today.
Now, before we jump into it, I would love for you to tell everybody kind of what your journey has been and why, you know, kind of why we're talking together today. And of course, we'll get into the main topic, which is all things dispensary. But why don't you give people a bit of a background?
All right, absolutely. So, okay, again, my name is Deborah Wolf, and my background in regards to all things dispensary is a bit unique. I started as a nutritionist about 10 years ago. I did have a practice within a conventional doctor's office. And I also interned with a nutritionist in my area as I was in the course of getting my licensure. So I did have experience both within a conventional practice and within a sole practitioner practice, in both sides dispensing supplements. So firsthand, I feel like I saw two very unique practice dispensing solutions. Ultimately, I ended up going on to work for an online dispensary. So I now also have the view of, you know, working for an online dispensary, what that means for practitioners, and also talking with a variety of practitioners about their needs and how in-office or virtual can be a solution for them.
And that's why I'm so glad that you are here, that you reached out and wanted to be on the show, because this is a big question that a lot of practitioners are asking, especially when they're starting their practice. So The first thing is most of us don't have a ton of money, and having a dispensary on the shelves is where a lot of your money is literally just sitting and collecting dust if you're not comfortable yet with selling the supplements or you don't know how they fit into your practice. And that's why I think it's so great that we're going to have this conversation, because I personally have always had an in-office dispensary, so I have my pros and cons. And you now coming from having a dispensary to going fully online is really going to shed some light for those new practitioners, or perhaps those practitioners that are tired of having that constant inventory expenditure, what their options are. So Why don't we kind of jump into this, the strategies personally that you have found helpful when you had an in-office dispensary in the beginning, and then I'll shed light on kind of my take too.
Okay, that sounds great. And that's a perfect place to start. And I think it's really interesting that you just threw into the wind up to that question, students or you know, recent grads, because when I started working, I was working for people. So I was hired to work in a conventional doctor's office. It was an OBGYN clinic as their nutritionist. So they were the ones that provided the in-office dispensary to me. Mm-hmm. So they basically said, your job is to manage it. You don't have to foot the cost for it. Practice, you know, fronts the cost for it. You just have to make these supplements available to your clients. And then they were kind enough to give me a portion of those sales. But I was not responsible for building that stock, for trying to gauge who was coming in the door and what I need available. On the other side of that, when I worked for my, when I was, you know, gaining internship hours for my licensure, I was working with a nutritionist in a very similar situation. I was not purchasing supplements for her to carry. She already had her in-office dispensary. So again, in both of these situations, I wasn't responsible for creating it. In my role now, I have talked to any number of students who are coming to me saying exactly what you're saying. I have school loans. I just don't have the money to invest in an in-office dispensary at this point. And also, they're not sure what they should carry just to begin with, because they don't perchance know who's going to be coming in that door initially. So, you know, there are some challenges in that. And for somebody, a recent graduate, I do think that an online dispensary is a perfect place for them to start, mainly because you don't have to invest in that inventory. You have at your fingertips, you know, what you can just pick and choose at the moment.
Yeah, and that brings up such a great point about students and about the dispensary is, you know, you don't necessarily have to manage the dispensary. You can come into practices where they have the dispensary already available. So if you don't mind disclosing, because this is another question that comes up often, is what should a profit sharing look like on a dispensary split, if you will? So do you remember what you were offered every time you sold their supplements?
Yep. Let's see. Okay, so when I was interning, I did not get a percentage because I was basically learning the ins and outs of her practice. When I was at the doctor's office, I believe they gave me 10%.
Of the profit?
Yes, exactly, of their profit. It was probably about a 50% margin they were getting, so mm-hmm. I got 10% of that, so.
Got you. So that's something that for anybody who is entering a clinic where they don't manage the dispensary, it's important for you to negotiate a really good profit sharing split. So what that means is each supplement has a cost of goods, which is how much it was for you to bring it in wholesale. Then we sell it retail, and we want to make sure that that profit between the cost of good and the retail is what you're negotiating with your clinic. I personally, with my clinic, we always do 75% of the profit goes to the person who sold the product, 25% comes back to the clinic, plus the cost of goods sold. And here's the other thing, and this is something we can talk about as well, the allure of having a dispensary, like looking at the revenue that you make from a dispensary, is far different than the profit you actually make. So you could sell a product for $100, but that product might have cost $60 or $70 to buy. So you're only actually making $30. So it's really important for you to be very knowledgeable about the numbers and negotiate a relatively good split on profit sharing if you can when it comes to the inventory. There was another question that came up for me. And this was about if you wanted to actually have a dispensary. So for you, Deborah, that was just never an option based on where you came in. But just mm-hmm. as a quick caveat, and this is something I talk to my Maximize Your Clinic members, the online course that I have, is a lot of companies will have an initial discount. So on your first order, they will discount 50% perhaps if you spend a certain amount, or your first order, you get free shipping no matter what the order is. So I strongly encourage, as people are searching out supplements, that they make sure to inquire about a new customer special or discount or something like that. Okay, moving on. So with regards to your learning lessons, because as we mentioned earlier, you transitioned from having or sharing a in-office dispensary to moving online. So I'd love to know if there was any lessons that you learned from running the in-office dispensary versus the online, or what prompted you to make the switch?
So specifically for me, there were two issues that I found contributed to a decision to go with an online dispensary versus a physical in-office dispensary. And both of these instances came out of these two different situations in which I worked. At the doctor's office, I was responsible for managing the dispensary. That was part of my job. I was the main one dispensing these supplements. Since it was a conventional practice, some of the docs would be giving, recommending vitamin D or certain basic supplements to their patients. But for the most part, it was really me. So I found that really understanding the stock the stock of everything that you're carrying and your inventory was really important, because I did come up against expired product quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I had to dispose of that product in a way that would not have the doctors get upset with me. So really just managing that dispensary, knowing how much you should have on hand so that you can go through what you have and not be stuck with products. That was a learning lesson for me. The other side of it is there's a lot of time that I found it takes to managing a dispensary. Mm-hmm. And I really saw that firsthand with the nutritionist I was working with because she was a solo practitioner. So she was seeing her patients during the day. And then once everybody went home, she went back to managing the dispensary, you know, looking at inventory. What did she go through? What does she need to reorder? Mm-hmm. She had to manage multiple relationships with multiple vendors because she had quite a large in-office dispensary. Mm-hmm. So for her, you know, she didn't want to take away from her patient care hours. So she chose to do that when everyone went home. She would be staying up till like 10 o'clock at night or midnight some nights managing and going through the day-to-day. So, you know, for me, I saw the allure to the online dispensary because you didn't have to get into managing inventory at all. It's literally there at your fingertips. And especially for someone who's new and you're not, you know, quite up to speed in managing a dispensary yet, that's the much easier way to go. And plus you guys are being trained to be clinicians, so you want to make sure that that's your forte, or perhaps hire someone to do it for you. You know, that's always another option if you wanted to go that in-office dispensary route.
And I'm so glad you brought that up because how we manage our dispensary. So I am always like the first thing I do when I come into my office is I look at how much product we have on the shelf, and sometimes it can get really overwhelming. And other times it looks really bare. And it's about finding that balance all the time. And even my administrative assistant, she's like, well, if you don't have it in stock, I know you don't want to keep a whole ton of supplements on the shelf, but if you don't have it in stock, you have to get your patients to come back and pick it up. And that could also be interpreted as bad business practice as well. Now, very rarely have we had somebody ever complain about that, which is lucky, or maybe they just didn't disclose it. But I would really strongly recommend for those that are wanting to have an in-office dispensary, keep it as small as humanly possible. I often will keep the products that I know I can sell and I sell very quickly on the shelf. The other products that are more specialized or that you can find at just about any health food store, I usually leave to them and I'll have my patients go out and buy that. Or here's the option that you can also have a merge dispensary. There's no reason why you can't have some products in office and be using services like FullScript to manage some of the more, perhaps not widely used, but used enough and give people a resource. Because my biggest fear and my biggest worry that I talk to my students about is people are very sort of like in the now, I have to start making those changes right away, or as soon as they walk out the door, they can often forget. So I'd love to also talk about, as a pro, it's nice to have the supplements they walk out with and there you go. Mm-hmm. As a con, for an online dispensary, it could be that now the patients have to put it into their own hands to go online and find the right products and order them that way. So I'd love to hear your thought on that and how people can navigate around like not having as much downtime. Because if a patient forgets and you have an appointment in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and they haven't even started the supplements, that can also become a problem.
Absolutely. And that's a really good point. And I like how you brought up the hybrid approach, and you could, you know, have a couple products in your office that turn over relatively quickly, and then use the online dispensary for the other options. So I know specifically with FullScript, a practitioner can choose to check the patient out on the spot or email or text message them a recommendation for them to do it in their own time. So when I'm talking with practitioners and they're opting for the virtual dispensary approach, if they do have the support staff, I do encourage them to try that in-office checkout option, mm-hmm. specifically for what you just said. Mm-hmm. So that way, you're not leaving it up to the patient to forget or just miss it somehow, and then you know the protocol you've just prescribed for them suffers, or their health suffers because they're not doing what you're telling them to do. Mm-hmm. So in that particular situation, if they place the order on the spot for the for the patient, the products then ship directly to them in, you know, 2 or 3 days. So that's always an approach that works. The other side of this that I just heard you mention as well is refills and follow-up products, and patients having to come back to the practice to purchase those if you're solely, and if you just have that in-office option. And that's also something that we have seen the virtual dispensary help. We live in an online world. People are very used to buying products online. So if you do have this virtual dispensary, like FullScript, they can easily go into the dispensary to purchase those products so they don't have to walk into the office to pick them up. Mm-hmm. So it helps them, and it also helps the practitioner, because a lot of times I've found, just in talking with practitioners, some of those patients don't even come back to the practitioner to purchase those products.
Right.
So, you know, that's definitely something else to consider.
And that's such a valid point. And there was a few things that kind of came into my mind, and hopefully I didn't cut you off there. I apologize.
No. I was wrapping it up.
It is, there are, and so again, we're just having more of an open dialogue around this, not picking one side or the other. But I know that there's a lot of companies, and a lot of companies I use, that will also do drop shipping to patients. Now, what I've found is, and just because the cost of life has gone up, the cost of shipping has also gone up. What I would say would be in the favor of an online dispensary is now you can have multiple items from multiple companies being shipped one shipping fee to the patient, if I'm understanding that correctly, versus if I was using Metagenics and Zymogen and Thorne, and I didn't have any of those products in stock and I wanted to ship them to the person, they're now paying three different shipping fees.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. If the patient is purchasing from the online dispensary, everything will be packaged in one box and mm-hmm. sent to them. And honestly, ultimately, you've got to figure out what works for you. And you're lucky that there are a lot of options these days.
Yes.
You know?
And in Ontario, more so than in any other province, to my knowledge, because a lot of those companies are based in Ontario. So all here, even if they're out east, it can take 5 to 7 days to get mm-hmm. products just shipped out there to begin with. So, you know, that's all something that needs to be taken into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I've talked to any number of practitioners that do the option you were suggesting as well. They'll will actually drop ship the patient to the patient on, you know, pick stuff from their dispensary, put it in a package and ship it out to their patient. But again, that's just something else that you have to do, which, you know, if you have the staff and the manpower to do it, then it may not be as much of an issue. But yeah, if you don't, it's a little harder.
So just again, full disclosure to everyone, I personally love and advocate having an in-office dispensary, but doing it very smart. And where I've seen practitioners literally like lose their shirt or not be able to keep up with credit card bills, or not be able to pay their staff because their money's tied up in inventory, is overstocking inventory. So I encourage everyone, if you do have an in-office dispensary that you are stocking and managing, that you find ways of making that stock go down as quickly as humanly possible, or just be much more strategic about how you are purchasing your supplements, how often you are doing it. Sometimes we will make an order with a company 2 or 3 times in a week, but at least we've sold the product that we purchased. So that is just like the big sort of mission or lesson or like warning that I'm offering anybody who's listening to this. It can pay off very well, but if that money is tied up on the shelf, that is money that is not serving anybody and it's already out of your pocket or on your credit card. So that can become a big sort of like balancing act. So shifting now into the online space fully, and this is where I know, Deborah, you are the queen. So let's jump into it. I would love to hear, other than what we've already touched on, how else can FullScript or online dispensaries save a practitioner time and money?
Well, when I'm talking with a practitioner about FullScript, I basically say we're your free virtual employees because FullScript is a free service, so it costs practitioners no money to create their account. They then have access to about more brands than they could ever carry in the you know, in the in-office dispensary. On top of that, like if your patients are purchasing through your Fullscript dispensary and they have an issue with the product or they want to return it, they call Fullscript. They don't call you. So, you know, we're really there to facilitate the dispensing of your supplements 100%. You don't have to deal with credit card fees. We don't even bill practitioners back credit card fees. So, you know, the transaction would happen on the Fullscript platform. And then you make the portion of the sales and then we, you know, just pay you out weekly via direct deposit. So it definitely simplifies, the dispensing in those ways. In addition, you also have visibility into what, you're recommending. So you do get to know the products that turn over quickly, and the ones that you like. So you can more easily try something you may not have tried otherwise, because you don't have to invest in it first. And then you can decide if you like it. So that's just another aside that I've found has really helped practitioners.
Now, one of the key features that I love to offer a couple times a year are flash sales. I love offering flash sales on supplements just to, number one, move a lot off my shelves. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, I'm able to host my supplements on basically an online storefront that mm-hmm. I can do with my software. Could I link my online dispensary to my website and have my patients go there and purchase their products if they wanted to? Is that a feature that Fullscript offers?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. We provide you with website buttons when you create your store that you can put on your website. Someone can click, they can then log into your dispensary and make a purchase. In addition, you can certainly offer flash sales if you want. We actually did a test this year during Cyber Monday. And we reached out to our practitioners and said, hey, if anyone is interested in offering a sale for Cyber Monday, here's what you can do, or here's how you can do it in your Fullscript store. So a lot of practitioners tried that, and we saw that like one of the biggest days for us. So I know, and we got a lot of response back to practitioners that were saying, oh my goodness, thank you. That was so good. Mm-hmm. And for me as well. So that's the other thing we do offer is we, you know, work one-on-one with our practitioners if they're interested and give questions and ideas for how to grow their business.
Yeah.
If they're interested.
Yeah. And even with our in-office dispensary, we still get most of our refills going through our like online store, so to speak. So they still have to come in office to pick up the product. But Cyber Monday and Black Friday are typically like that's a guaranteed $2,000 weekend for inventory. Mm-hmm. So if you're not doing this in your practice, I don't care how you're running your dispensary, you're missing out. You have to like take advantage of even we just did one spring cleaning. We do one around fall cleaning. Mm-hmm. Like we do flash sales quite often based on what's going on in the world, of course, like Cyber Monday and seasonally. So even right now, we are just heading into spring. This is a beautiful opportunity to start promoting your detox products, detox mm-hmm. powders. We do the 7-day detox program in our office all the time using the detox powders. So please, like, I don't care what you're doing. You got to monopolize on those things. So definitely keep that in mind. Now we did talk about getting people refilling, and that's a huge issue, right? So on my end, I create email campaigns to remind patients to book in or not book in, come in and refill their product. How do you guys as an online dispensary also help with the adherence?
Great question. So with Fullscript, you can go into the platform and create your personalized prescription for your patient. Once they purchase that, they will get refill reminders emailed to them. So it automatically happens. You don't have to stay on top of it. You don't have to do it. It depends. That's an option you can do. You can stay on top of it yourself and email them and mm-hmm. keep them aware of when they want to purchase. If you don't want to do that and you're going virtually, it can happen automatically for you. So.
And that's beautiful because I'm sure they would get an email with the link to the specific product.
Yep.
And the less we can have people jumping hoops taking extra time out of their lives to buy supplements, the more likely they are going to adhere to your protocols, which means the more likely they're going to be getting better, which is great for you as a clinician, because then you can say, like, you know, I got you nourishing your body in this way. This is why you're feeling better. Stick to it. So it's just a beautiful form of residual income that I think everybody needs to integrate into their business. But outside of the dispensary and everything that we've talked about, is there other ways that FullScript specifically could help me run my business, grow my business, manage my business?
Sure. Well, you know, once if you do work with FullScript, we definitely have reps available that are there to talk with you about what your specific practice goals and needs, and we can help you come up with a plan, you know, specifically around supplement selling and directing sales through your FullScript store. But in addition to that, you know, FullScript has kind of made it our mission to figure out how we can help our practitioners as much as possible and make their lives easier. And one of those ways is that we are now integrating with EMR platforms. I used to hear it a lot before we were doing this to practitioners. Well, they're putting the protocol in their EMR platform. Mm-hmm. Then they have to come over to FullScript and create the recommendation there, right, and send it out to their patients. So now with the integration, they can be within their EMR platform doing the actual recommendation and then sending the recommendation to their client specifically from that platform. And then the information gets saved in that platform so they can see it right there when the patient comes back for a follow-up visit.
That's awesome. That's like so cool.
Yeah. So, and that's growing. We're getting more and more of these.
Sure. Now, let's just talk a little bit about supporting practitioners with regards to promoting and selling supplements. It is something that comes very easy and naturally to others. It is something that is not comfortable for a lot of us. And just in that approach of selling a supplement and being quite commanding about it, because really what it comes down to is your patients are coming in to see you because they want advice. They want to know how they can get better yesterday. And if you have the tools and you shy away from using them, well, that's not serving anybody. So for those that are wanting to sell their own supplements via in-office or online, what are some of the kind of strategies that you've given to people that just aren't overly comfortable with selling product? They want to, but they just don't know how to approach it with a patient.
Well, I mean, ultimately, they're coming to see you. They're coming to see you to get better. So you're listening to them and putting a protocol in place for them. And part of that protocol may include supplements. It may not, but in certain situations, you might be recommending supplements to this patient to help them get better. So right there, I think that's just powerful in that you're now providing them with access to, you know, really decent quality supplements where they can get the that you believe in and that you trust that they can use to get better. So that's a powerful selling tool. Now, you know, depending on how, you know, pushy you are around that, or depending on how the patient feels about that recommendation, we do offer options. You know, I mean, you can do that in-office checkout, which I do recommend, just because the patient's getting the purchasing the products right on the spot. They're immediately going to get shipped to them so that they can start taking them. If that sale on the spot is not comfortable for you, you can email them the recommendation or you can text it to them and leave it up to the patient to purchase in their own time. So that's certainly an option. We also, you know, back to the, you know, the idea of doing sales or communicating to your patient in a more online way or an email way about what could be, you know, what they should stock their medicine cabinet with, that's always a good approach as well, because you as practitioners have ideas about what they should have for cold and flu season or what they should have for allergy season or what they should be doing for a detox. So you can easily, you know, curate a list of products that you don't have to pre-purchase, email some information about allergy season to your patients, and hey, here are some top products that you could purchase. So and then direct them to your FullScript store. So again, it's just providing your patients with the information in that particular sense, but not being too pushy. You know, they can purchase it or not. And you can always play around with discounts as well. You know, you can fully discount up to your margin on the FullScript platform if you want.
Got you. Is there any other piece of advice that you would give to a new practitioner or someone who's just recently graduated or even someone who is just struggling with managing a dispensary? Anything else that we haven't touched on yet that you think would be a really important takeaway or at least a mindful thought for people to have?
I just think that you need to find 100% what works for you, and what works for you may not work for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But that being said, you really can't go wrong with an online dispensary because you're not investing any money up front. You have the supplements there at your fingertip, and you can make them available to your patients and then see what works. And then perhaps if you do want to get into the side of building up your in-office dispensary and testing that out, you know, then you know the products that turn over quickly, mm-hmm. and you can intelligently purchase those products and stock them on your shelves and make them available.
Awesome. And for those that are listening, and I hope obviously you still are, we have a link to FullScript coming from the podcast. So if you heard about FullScript or you haven't yet purchased, please use the link so that FullScript knows where you're coming from so that I can give you a high five for making the choice or support you in any way. And Deborah, if people want to contact you directly outside of that link, how could they do that?
Oh my goodness. If they want to, they can absolutely reach out to me. I can give you my email and you can put it in the message page.
The show notes, sure.
Yeah, thank you. The show notes.
Well, thank you again so much for coming on and being very open and candid about this conversation because it is such an important one. And I really appreciate that you came out here and, you know, gave the practitioners that are listening an option, like a viable option that could save them money at the beginning and really help them figure out how they want to grow their business. And I think it's just a conversation that had to be had.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another phenomenal episode in the books. And I really hope that this helped to clarify what you want to do when it comes to inventory and supplements in your business. Do you want to do the in-office route? And that's what I do, and manage your inventory. Do you want to do the online route and have your patients be able to purchase their products online? Or do you want to have a hybrid? Because there is no one to say that it has to be one or the other. But I do hope that I asked all the questions that you wanted me to with regards to what the pros and cons are of either of those two options. And if I didn't, please reach out to me at AndreaMaximND on Instagram, and I will happily get back to you with any questions that I may not have answered. And as you guys know, I am trying really hard not to hide anything from you. So I'm trying to be as transparent as I can. If it comes down to pricing or markup or anything like that, that I know we didn't really get into full details on today's show, reach out to me, send me a direct message, and I'll happily answer anything that I missed. But most importantly, there's always actions that I want you to take. So make a choice whether you're going to do in-office, online, or a hybrid, but you got to do something because it is money that you are leaving on the table. And if you have issues around selling product, understand that your patients or clients are buying it anyway, and they're probably way overspending at health food stores, and we don't want them to do that. We want them to be getting good results, and we want them to be getting them now, not later. The other thing is check out that free download, which is the business roadmap, which is basically everything from start to success when it comes to establishing your business. All of my favorite podcast episodes in one place. So you can just literally like binge listen or watch all of them. And that's at maximizedbusiness.ca/business roadmap. And finally, if the Next Level program sounds like something you are just raising your hand towards or leaning forward towards, and you want to just go over what it's all about and make sure it's the right fit for you, please contact me right away at AndreaMaximND on Instagram. All right, guys, I look forward to hearing from you. I would love to support you in any way that I can. You got to reach out to me so that I know that you're loving these shows and how you're taking action so that I can even show you off to my tribe. This podcast is always about you and getting you moving forward. And I am, of course, your hostess with the mostest, Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.